This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Rising seas and intense storms are threatening to destroy coastal archaeological sites. KUCB's Sophia Stewart-Rossi reports researchers in Alaska's Aleutian Islands are racing to preserve significant artifacts before it's too late.
Only a few feet away from the Uducton archaeological dig site, waves from a storm are crashing into the shore. This historical hotspot sits on the Bering Sea coast, exposed to erosion and intense weather. Scientists expect climate change will make these storms even stronger. So for the past couple of years, archaeologists have been regularly excavating the site before it's too late. Intern Tatum Robinson was sorting through a bag of ancient fish, bird, and mammal bones from the site earlier this year and found something unexpected. She describes it as black, shiny, and oblong-shaped.
Once I picked it up, I knew exactly what it was. It was a labret.
A labret is a jewelry piece for a lip piercing. According to the Kowloon tribe of Unalaska, it was historically worn in the lower middle lip of both Ununga men and women as a sign of maturity. Robinson is Ununga herself.
I had such a good day the rest of the day because I was so excited.
The Ununga people have lived in the Aleutian Islands for thousands of years and still do, but many of their heritage sites have been lost due to repeated colonial displacement, and now climate change is the latest threat. Roberta Gordioff was the lead archaeologist for this year's Uducton excavation. Her grandfather's family is from Unalaska, and her work focuses on links between the Aleutian Islands and northern Norway.
They're quite similar. Island environments, maritime, subarctic. They're hunting similar species. They're living in similar environments.
The Uducton site is in Dutch Harbor, one of America's top fishing ports. The docks are bustling with tractors and other heavy machinery. The deep ice-free waters in Unalaska draw a busy flow of vessels from around the world, many people note from the popular TV show Deadliest Catch. And for thousands of years, the bay has been a popular spot for Ununga people too. Archaeologist Virginia Hatfield has been doing research in the Aleutians since the 90s. She's also the director of the Museum of the Aleutians, the organization leading the excavation. She says learning more from the dig site can help bridge the gap between the Kowloon tribe's past, present, and future.
And the archaeological site has a lot of significance, so they also care about their heritage and they do not want to let anything happen to it.
Unalaska isn't the only place where heritage sites will be impacted or destroyed by climate change. Associate Professor Matthew Howland at Wichita State University estimates tens of thousands of sites are at risk, including those in Georgia, Florida, and other parts of Alaska. He says rising sea levels make it easier for coastal storms to become stronger. Howland says the first step in preserving heritage sites is to understand the extent of the problem through archaeological surveys and using digital technologies like laser scanning.
And the next stage is to understand which sites are the most important to try to protect, because we certainly won't be able to protect all of them.
Howland adds that securing funding is also a big part of the solution. Back in Unalaska, the local Native Corporation is funding the Uducton project. So until further notice, archaeologists will continue to search through the bags of collected bones, uncovering more invaluable pieces of Ununga heritage. Robinson, the archaeology intern, is continuing to find historical artifacts, like the top of a fishing hook made of bone. Typically, they're hard to find.
The carving was so intricate. It was one of the most beautiful things I've been able to find. And then a lot of needles, which was really cool.
The Uducton dig site is now closed for the winter and spring. A weighted tarp shields it from strong storms ahead. In Unalaska, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.